From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. An Egyptian court has found three Al Jazeera journalists guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood and has sentenced them to 3 years in prison. The Cairo court announced the verdicts and the sentences of the retrial Saturday. Judge Hassan Farid, in handing down the sentences, said the journalists had equipment that had not been approved by Egyptian security officials. The judge said the men were spreading false news and had used their hotel as a broadcasting center without permission. Police in Thailand say they've arrested a suspect in connection with the August 17th bomb attack in Bangkok that killed at least 20 people. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from the Thai capital.
The latest statement is that the suspect in custody right now is not believed to be the bomber, but they are saying that they are certain he was connected with the group that they believe carried out the bombing, but of course they have not named any group and no one has taken responsibility for the attack.
The bombing took place at the popular Erawan Shrine in central Bangkok. The Islamic State group's top English-speaking hacker and recruiter has been killed in an airstrike in what some U.S. officials are calling another major blow to the terror group. U.S. Central Command spokesman Colonel Patrick Ryder confirmed Junaid Hussein was killed in a U.S. airstrike August 24th in Raqqa, Syria. Hussein had been high on the Pentagon's list of most wanted Islamic State targets. Look at our website, VOA News. This is VOA News. North Korea's Red Cross has agreed to working-level talks with its South Korean counterpart to discuss a resumption of reunions for Korean families separated by the Korean War 6 decades ago. On Tuesday, the two sides agreed to take a series of steps to ease tensions and promote exchanges, including the resumption of reunions of the separated families. Protesters are descending on Malaysia's capital for a 2-day rally demanding the resignation of the prime minister who's facing serious fraud allegations. Bersih, the country's leading civil society, wants Najib Razak to resign following revelations he received $700 million into his personal accounts from the government-owned 1MDB investment fund. Tropical storm Erica has soaked the Caribbean island of Dominica, leaving 20 people dead. Dominica Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett said Friday Erica brought monumental destruction to the tiny island of nearly 75,000 people.
You can well imagine the hell it has been for me since I heard of the passing of tropical storm Erica and the damage it has done to my dear people and our beloved country, the Commonwealth of Dominica. But we all have to pull ourselves together.
Erica also drenched the Dominican Republic Friday and is set to move over Haiti as the storm weakens. Haiti has opened emergency shelters across the country. Erica is forecast to pass Saturday over Cuba and possibly reach the southeastern U.S. state of Florida on Monday. U.S. President Barack Obama says the Iran nuclear deal will block any path Tehran has to develop an atomic bomb, as he addressed concerns from the American Jewish community about the agreement. During a webcast organized by two Jewish organizations, Mr. Obama suggested a thaw in relations with Israel over the Iran deal will happen sooner rather than later.
Nothing in this agreement prevents us from continuing to push back forcefully against terrorist activity, support for terrorist proxies in the region, destabilizing activities in the region. We are not normalizing relations with Iran here. What we are doing is taking one game-changing problem, them getting a nuclear weapon, and moving that off the board.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been a staunch opponent of the agreement. Mr. Obama says the U.S. continues to work with Israel on measures to enhance security operations in the region. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.